I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with Luke Mulder, a senior at Pellet Christian High School, following his football season ahead of basketball. And you just made a really big decision to continue competing in football. First of all, let our listeners know where you're headed and why you landed there.
I'm going to be attending Minnesota State University in Mankato. I chose there because it was just my gut decision. I felt right there when I was on my visit. I love the facilities, love the coaches, just love the school.
Well, and you had obviously, I think, you know, on social media, kind of leaned towards football. You play multiple sports. Why was football kind of that number one place for you to continue playing that sport in particular?
I've just always loved football the most. I love competing, so that's why I play other sports, but I really just fell in love with the game of football.
Well, and you alluded to it, Minnesota State, obviously the coaching staff had kind of given you some good reasons to go, one of which is they've had a lot of success. How do you hope to kind of fit into that picture, knowing that they're a program that has had, I think, double-digit wins all but one year the past decade, and they're really a program that's in the playoffs a lot?
They're a very competitive program. They like to win. I like to win. So I think I'll fit in really well there.
From your perspective, how did your senior season here at Eagle Land go? What were some of the things that you think you did really well and the things that you improved on from a football standpoint, not only to help the Eagles win and go as far as you did in the playoffs, but to kind of improve your own game so you're ready for that next level?
One thing that I tried to work on with me and Cody worked on this, bringing our team together, team unity. We were both captains through the offseason, so we just tried to bring our team together. We led lifting in the spring when everything was shut down. We lifted at my house.
Well, and from a physical standpoint then, too, what are the things that you personally were really trying to improve on, not only, again, to help the Eagles win, but to kind of help yourself grow knowing that college was ahead of you?
I worked on my speed and strength a lot over the summer. Did the conditioning on the football field with all the agilities and conditioning, and I lifted a lot this summer.
Well, on this team, obviously, you know, it was an up and down season, obviously, with all the craziness and COVID. You had some tough losses in there like Mount Air, but you were ultimately able to get to the playoffs as a team. How cool was that, and what did it mean to you to have the opportunity to get the school to a 13th straight playoff appearance?
I think we're very fortunate to play this season. I know a lot of kids didn't get to play, so we had to make the most out of what we had, which we were able to play. And, yeah, I'm glad we were able to make playoffs.
Well, and for you personally, I know that you and I talked about it in the offseason that you had some personal goals that went along with that, and you were able to break, I think, all the school records that you wanted to break. You finished in the top three in sacks. You led Class 1A in tackles for loss. I know it's not all about personal achievement, but I imagine that's kind of that extra cherry on top. What did it mean for you to personally get to some of your stats goals that ultimately helped your team win?
It was really awesome. It's always nice to see your hard work pay off.
So now we're headed to basketball. So we got basketball season. What are some of your goals heading in? You got basically a new team and a new coach and a lot of new faces.
I think our first goal is to learn how to play together. We have a very diverse team. We haven't really had a lot of experience together. So really just learning to play together and have a lot of fun this season.
What do you think some of your strengths will be?
Well, obvious strength, we got a lot of height. And I think we have a new coach, new players, so I think that's just an advantage. We can all learn together.
And one of those tall players happens to be your younger brother, and he obviously was really coming on as of last season. And a guy like Levi Skelhaus, who played a lot of minutes with you in the regular season. What are some of the things you're trying to pass on to some of these new varsity players? Because it's outside of you three, basically all a whole new team. You know, what are you trying to pass on to them as they get ready for their first games?
We just got to really all come together and be ready to compete. Little Hawkeye Conference is really tough, as you know. So we just have to bear down and be ready to compete.
And I know you haven't made all your decisions yet, but basketball season in front of you, and it sounds like baseball too. What are some of your goals and hopes as you wrap up? And I know it sounds weird to say wrap up, but as you finish your senior season, what are the things you hope to accomplish both in basketball and baseball?
I don't really know what I'm looking for in baseball, but I'm looking forward to having our new coach, Braden Scholl. I think it'll be really good for our program.
That's Luke Mulder joining us here on 92.1 KRLS. Thank you for your time, Luke. Congratulations on your decision for college, and I'm looking forward to calling some of your basketball games this winter.
Thank you.